Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Soldier, political strategist, community activist, mate. That's how Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson is remembering Des Ratima from Ngāti Kahununu and Rongo Whakaata, who died yesterday in Whakatū, Hawke's Bay, aged 69. After studying at Christ College in Hamilton, Mr. Ratima joined the army, eventually becoming Regimental Sergeant Major for the Royal New Zealand Mechanical and Electrical Engineers, and also helping to establish the first military marae in Waiouru in 1995. Mr. Jackson says they met in 1998, just before Mr. Ratima retired from the army, and ended up working together to get Mr. Jackson into Parliament as a Mana Motuhake Alliance MP. He says he's a person who seemed to live multiple lives.
Great speaker and entertainer and a man of so many principles. He got into his community work, and then he was on the New Zealand Māori Council with me and JT in terms of Māori at the local level, and then he was a community advocate. He loved his church, the Mormon church, and then he became one of the staunchest advocates in terms of Māori around Kahungunu, and a leader in terms of people around there, fabulous advocate for them, and always, as I said, the consummate front man.
Willie Jackson says Des Ratima continued to challenge the government, including being an advocate for those affected by the actions of Oranga Tamariki. The Ministry of Health has confirmed 35 new community cases of COVID-19 today, 33 in Auckland and 2 in Wellington. This brings the total number of cases in the community outbreak to 107. All of the cases have or are being transferred safely to a managed isolation facility under strict infection prevention and control procedures. The ministry says it's not unexpected to see a rise in daily case numbers at this stage. At its peak last year, New Zealand had a daily total of 89 new cases. Yesterday, more than 35,000 tests were processed across New Zealand. Just over 17,000 swabs were taken across Auckland, with a record 11,000 at community testing centres and around 6,000 at general practice and urgent care clinics. There are 16 community testing centres available for testing across Auckland this afternoon, including a new site at Pukekohe. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern will give an update on the lockdown at 4 p.m. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson is accusing the police of overreacting in clearing a campsite used by Protect Pūtiki protesters on Waiheke. Police dismantled the campsite beside the marina construction area after speaking to the protesters about level 4 conditions. Ms. Davidson says the group had created its own bubble and was abiding by lockdown rules.
Taking a whole bunch of police over there to disband that bubble was completely unnecessary. And what's more, further entrench the damaging, dangerous narrative that is preventing people from complying with lockdowns and from being vaccinated because of their distrust in authority and in establishment.
Marama Davidson, and that is your Wātea News.